Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today, a special online digital edition of Beef Buzz as we talk with Karen Myers, dietitian, consultant for the Oklahoma Beef Council about the BOLD study. After this.
Agriculture's big business in Oklahoma, and nobody covers it better than Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Ron is the source for agricultural news, news that means the difference sometimes between profits and losses on the farm. That's why the National Cattlemen's Beef Association awarded Ron the Excellence in Agriculture Journalism Award. When you need up-to-the-minute information about Oklahoma agriculture, listen to farm broadcasters Ron Hayes and Ed Richards on this station, a proud member of the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.
It's called the BOLD study, conducted by Penn State University. Basically, adults going on diets, several diets, including two diets that were called BOLD diets, that included from 4 ounces up to 5.4 ounces of lean beef on a daily basis. According to the results of the study, the adults on these particular diets saw cholesterol levels go down, including bad cholesterol. Joining us today to talk a little bit about the BOLD study is nutritional consultant for the Oklahoma Beef Council, dietitian Karen Myers. Karen,
When we think about the efforts by the industry, by nutritionists to try to come up with ideas that work for folks that want to enjoy beef, this particular study seems to say, hey, it's okay to include lean beef in a diet that can help you achieve, I guess, goals for more of a heart-healthy lifestyle.
Absolutely. This is such an exciting study. I see patients every day or clients every day that say they can't include beef in their diet because they're watching cholesterol. What this study did, the BOLD study, is the beef in an optimal lean diet, is just gives us more scientific evidence that you can include lean beef in a heart-healthy diet. The study was done at Penn State University. It included 4 groups of people. 2 groups focused on a plant-based diet. The other 2 groups were the BOLD and the BOLD Plus participants. They all had a healthy diet in terms of fruits and vegetables and whole grains, but the BOLD and BOLD Plus were fed either 4 ounces of lean beef every day or 5.4 ounces of lean beef every day. At the end of the study, the BOLD participants all experienced a 10% decrease in total cholesterol, as well as LDL, or the bad cholesterol. So that's very exciting. You know, we want people to know that lean beef can fit into a heart-healthy diet.
Of course, we often hear that, you know, you can only have the white protein as far as when you start talking about meat, in other words, poultry primarily. That's just not the case.
That's absolutely right. The plant-based groups actually included some white protein, and they didn't fare any better than the participants who were fed beef every day during the study.
What do you take from this particular study? I know it's obviously none are always totally conclusive, but what do you take from this? What are some practical applications that come out of this in your mind?
Well, you know, it's really about what you do. There's in context of your whole life. You know, there's not one food that's going to mean the difference between being healthy or not healthy. You know, it's eating lots of fruits and vegetables, whole grains, lean dairy, low-fat dairy, and lean proteins, getting exercise, maintaining a healthy weight, not smoking, stress control. It's about a lifestyle. And oftentimes it's really more about what's not in our diet than what is in our diet that causes us to maybe not be healthy. So we need to include a variety of foods, you know, watch portion sizes, and get some exercise.
When we think about this type of evidence that's out there, in other words, these type of studies, it does fit well with those lean cuts that you talked about a while ago, the 29 cuts, right?
Absolutely. There are actually about 20 epidemiological studies that support the fact that lean beef does fit into a heart-healthy diet. This is just one more piece of scientific evidence that should make people feel good about including lean beef in their diet.
One of the things, obviously, when you start thinking about a healthy or heart-healthy diet and you talk about these lean cuts of beef, how do you make use of them? And I know that there's a lot of different cookbooks out there today. Industry has actually got one that that you've got here with us today, the Healthy Beef Cookbook. Tell me about that.
This is a really good book. It was done in conjunction with Richard Chamberlain, who has Chamberlain Steak and Chop House in Dallas, and the American Dietetic Association. Many of the participants in the Bold Study were given recipes straight out of this book. But consumers can go to beefitswhatsfordinner.com. They can order the book there, or they can just get recipes off of the website. There's lots of great information in terms of recipes, good information about how to make good choices, about food safety. So I encourage all of the listeners to go to beefitswhatsfordinner.com.
Registered dietitian Karen Myers, who does some nutritional consulting with the Oklahoma Beef Council. Our special online digital edition of the Beef Buzz today. I'm Ron Hayes on the OklahomaFarmReport.com.